Hey, Vanessa, Elise having a look at your character worksheet. I beg your pardon in advance if you hear some loud music in the background. There's someone rehearsing downstairs, and I have no control over it. But anyway, looking at your worksheet. Similarly to the last one, I'm going to talk a little bit about the worksheet as a tool that you can use in the future for other things, and then a little bit about how you filled it out specifically for this character. So I think the worksheet is a really good start. You've got some good things in there. When I see something like strengths, I sort of wish that there was also a weaknesses, although maybe you feel like struggles and hardships is, but I think there's a difference. I think exploring your character's weaknesses is equally valuable. These are all really good things to be working with your character. I would encourage you to keep adding more things. There are more things you could know, favorite food, favorite color, pet peeve, famous movie star who would play her in the movie. The list can be endless, and I think it's useful as you go along to just keep adding more things. If you don't answer all the questions for every character that you try to develop, that's okay, but the more questions that you have, the more that you'll be thinking about your character. Sorry about that music. In terms of the princess herself, really her name is the princess. I mean, maybe you're trying to be iconic about the name, sort of like in Ragtime when the characters are actually called Mother and Father. But I do question that a little bit. If she and the handmaiden literally don't have names, is that what you intend for this show? The family relationships, the fact that her parents pretend she doesn't exist and haven't visited her for 15 years, and of course I had talked in the previous one that her parents should come. So if your idea is that she hasn't visited, then how do you express that in the show if they haven't visited? Then, first thing, she comes, the right hand comes in and the princess says, "Are my parents coming today?" "No, once again, they're not coming. They're busy." How can they have been busy for 15 years? This is the kind of thing that could happen in the first scene, because otherwise, how will we know? So that's another thing that's useful about this character worksheet, is when you develop these things about her, how do you infuse your story with these things? The fact that the right hand reads books to her all day long. There was nothing in the first two scenes you wrote where the right hand was reading a book to her. So, this should give you ideas for what actions can you put into the show that actually will bring this stuff to life. You say she isn't able to speak, and again, this throws me a little bit. Is it really your intention, if you're going to write this piece, that you have a character who can't speak? I'm not saying that's impossible, but boy, it would be challenging in a play, and even more challenging in a musical, to have a character who actually can't speak, unless you have an idea that we're hearing her thoughts maybe through songs. There's ways that it could be done, but I didn't see any indication of that in your outline, so I don't know how we're going to know any of this. And then when you go to strengths, I'm a curiosity, observation skills, listening skills, quick learner. I believe that. Kindness, bravery to try new things without overthinking it, I would really question. If she has bravery to try new things but she never gets out of her bed, I'm not sure those equate. I think what you're missing here is that bravery to try new things is something she's going to have to learn. I don't think she has it at the beginning. So I think you could give yourself more to work with here in terms of what is going to be the arc of this character. If she already has the bravery, if she already has some of these things, then where does she have to go? So, and I would, as I say, I would really question whether you really want a character who doesn't speak. And if you do want a character who doesn't speak, how is that going to translate into how it works on stage? How are we going to know what's going on inside of her head? You could write a novel in which that happened, or you could come up with some kind of stage convention, as I said, like we hear her singing about what's going on inside of her head. But I also don't understand why she wouldn't learn to talk. I understand that she's never learned to walk or run or fight or any of the things that would involve moving, but I'm not sure why lying in bed all day means she hasn't learned to talk, especially when her right hand is reading to her all the time, so she's getting language and speech thrown at her all the time, which is how a child learns that stuff. So I don't know that I buy that she's somehow mute. So you might rethink that one, or just come up with a stronger reason why that's useful to you and how you want to employ it. So to finalize all of that, it's a really good start for a character worksheet. I would encourage you to keep adding more questions to it. And then I would encourage you that once you write a worksheet like this, use it to say to yourself, okay, if this is the information I want my audience to have, how do I create scenes
if her handmaid reads books to her every day, shouldn't that be in the first scene? Shouldn't the scene involve the handmaid reading something to her? If her parents have never visited her, how will I let the audience know that? So use your character worksheet to help you figure out what scenes you're going to need to write or what moments you're going to want to create in the show to help your audience understand these things about her. Okay? So great work. Keep going, Vanessa. You're making great progress. Move on to the next one, the next unit, as quickly as you can. I'm rooting for you. Let's keep going. So thanks, Vanessa, and toodaloo.